This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou, nā mai haere mai. I'm Marlena Curtis from Marlena's Kitchen. MK Spice, there are the...
Nice!
Yeah, you see, everybody trained. Isn't it wonderful? And on a glorious Tuesday morning, I'm not sure which part of the world you're in or which part of New Zealand you're in. At the moment, we're in Taranaki, New Plymouth, and yes, the weather's going against us. We thought we were going to be in summer, so we're not. But... we don't complain. That's why we look so lush and green, because of the wonderful, wonderful rain that we have. So we're just going to stick on the positive note there, yeah? So in the studio today with me, I have, as you know, the ongoing theme of this title, Working Mums. We're trying to find another word for it, because if you are a parent, you're already working with your children. So when you go outside the house to work, that is another job in itself. And I am going to quote Oprah Winfrey. She said that when you look after one child, it's like having three full-time jobs. I'll say that again. When you have one child, it's like having three full-time jobs. And those of you that have been through it, come out the other side, that are still in it, that are in the trenches, you understand that totally. So that's already a job right there. And then you work outside the house. Now, there's those... a few people like myself that had one child was like raising triplets, and I used to go to work to have a break. I'm just going to be honest, quite frankly. I made it look easy. Yes, that's because I was at work, people, but I got paid. At home, where you're raising your kids, you put your heart and soul into it. But before I keep blathering on, I've got a wonderful lady here called Alice Kane.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm laughing, people. I kept trying to change her name. Those of you who know me will know I'm always changing up people's names, but I got it right. And you work at Worley Construction.
Worley Engineering Consultants. So I'm the New Zealand Civil Structural Discipline Manager. So I run a team of 17 New Zealand-wide, full-time working, and I have four kids at home, 4, 6, 8, and 10 years old.
Boys.
All boys. So it's extremely busy, trying to, you know, work and keep all the house running and the kids.
I'm just going to stop you for a second there, just so you can have another little break from your kids and everything else that's going on right there. Because once you said four, I'm lost. Now, yes, I had three, but four. Four's a whole nother level. Now, if you have one, some people say, oh, it's easier with one than it is with four. I don't know. I had one, and the second one came along, and they seem to keep each other a little bit more company, and they're not trying to kill each other. I have the wonderful Kimberly Olsen from Bartercard NZ, New Zealand, and Taranaki New Plymouth Star. That's all I've got to say. Absolutely loves all our businesses, goes out there every day. She is like... I'm called a whirlwind, where she's like a, what's that thing that goes round and round? A tornado, yeah? Yeah, she's like a tornado. I downgraded myself there. Did you see? I did that quite cleverly.
I love now, that. Thank you. Thank you.
Kimberly's been with us before, but we're talking about the working mums in and outside the home. Kimberly is also, now I'll get this around the right way. Mm-hmm. A JP.
A JP, not a GP. I am a JP.
Which took quite a while. So we will talk about all of that. So I'd like to introduce you both. Thank you so much for coming. And firstly, thank you very much for raising our next generation, because that is so important. And we don't have many boys. It's good to have more boys. I know you've got four, which is wonderful. But we do need the boys, right? Otherwise, you know, the balance
we
is
do
out
need them.
A bit. Now, the other thing is, we normally talk about coffee because the show is called Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between, okay? And it's brought to you by MK Spice. They're rather...
Nice.
You can't get the staff these days. I don't have any, but you know what I mean. In any event. So I'm going to ask Alice first, what's your favourite coffee? It's all good if you don't drink coffee, because I have people on the show, a hot drink is a hot drink. But if you drink coffee...
I'm a trim latte girl.
Shut the front door, wow. Me too.
So that's the same as Kimberly, same trim as latte. Yep. And I think my producer, Elena Williams, from Elena Williams Media, drinks trim latte...
Coconut latte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always one.
Fancy.
And then my daughter, she's soy. I told you I went into one of these places in Brisbane and they had 17 different milks. And he said he's going to have to drop like at least 10 of them. It was too many. I said, how? You got breast milk in there as well. You know?
Yeah.
So you how old were you when you first started drinking coffee, Alice?
Oh, I would have been in my final year of school, so 17.
Oh, okay. So that's a good age, really, 17. You know, yeah. I've had somebody on here as young as 6, but they said they get the palate going, this Italian, and I had somebody else again at the age of 9.
Yeah.
I think if I'd had that, nobody could have coped, because it was already running around like six. Anyhow, so do you make your coffee at home, or do you have a place that you like to go to?
I vary. I love my coffee at home. I get up to have my coffee, and we have a good coffee machine at work, which I use. But I often, each morning at 9:30, a few of us go out for coffee from work. And we either go to Bleached or Unbaked, our go-to places.
So Bleached, there you go. A little shout out for you there, Bleached. The owner of Bleached, I met him the other day. He's amazing. He's actually opened up a place in Frankley Park, where I live, where the parking is free, people, so you can come there. What I love about these places is it's consistently good coffee.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who the barista is, so obviously they're trained, so you get really good coffee. Now, Kimberly, you just said, you know, you like your trim latte. So where's your places you like to go to, other than home as well?
Yep, my home. So we're a bit of coffee snobs at work as well, so we have the good old plunger in there. But Crowded House makes a mean coffee, surprisingly. You wouldn't put them as a coffee place, but they're actually brilliant at making coffee. And a lot of the places that do our good old local, so a bit of a shout out to Proof and Stock and Ozone, who have actually come on board to support our school for our next fundraising event as well. So a lot of our local places are supplied by them.
There you go. So another shout out to the Crowded House is in the house. And I have to say, the owners there are amazing. So they also own Fredericks. Another shout out for them. What I love about the Crowded House is what Kimberly, and I do concur with you, is that the coffee is consistent. Those of you who know me will know, yes, I'm hard-nosed. I like a good coffee. If you don't see me, that means you're not doing a great job. So there you go. I can't be everywhere, though.
Fair enough.
I know, I can't be everywhere. We all find our favourite places. Mm-hmm. We all find places that we feel really at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't feel at home and you don't feel wanted, you're less likely to go there. So thank you to Bleached, and thank you to the Crowded House, and also the people who were sponsoring.
Yeah, Proof and Stock and Ozone.
Right, now you did touch, I will come back to Alice in a sec, but I will stay with Kimberly just for a little while longer. Now you did mention your gala day.
Mm-hmm. So both my daughter and Alice's sons go to St. Pius X, and we are on the committee for our fundraising gala, which is the 15th of March. So up at St. Pius on Brooklands Road. So we've got some wonderful, wonderful sponsors, yourself included. Thank you very much.
St. Pius, there are the...
Nice.
There we go. We love to laugh in here. Anyway.
So we have some wonderful, wonderful sponsors. It's a brilliant, beautiful school, raising funds for a sacred space for the children to do some meditation and have some quiet time, which is highly needed, just to have an area that they can go to reflect.
That's so incredible.
That's what the funds will be going towards. Yeah, so if there is anyone out there that would like to come on board as a supporter, then please reach out.
And it's wonderful that we can get it together in the community to help the next generation. It's something like, I never had that. I think it was called going to the head teacher or something. I mean, that's really sorry.
Yeah, sitting outside the office. Yeah. It's different.
This is not what they're talking about. This is somewhere where they can actually go to reflect, to meditate, to think through. And especially when you're working through different things that are going on. And what I love is that there's no pressure just on the parents. all of us in the community can come together. We've all got something that we can give. It's not like you do it every 2 weeks.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And also the space will be available for the community to use as well. So the gates at the school are open. So if anyone does want to reflect and have some quiet time, then they can also utilise that space.
That is amazing. I didn't realise that was going to be offered. That's something. Would you like to speak about that, Alice, about the gala day and your involvement with the community, the committee? Because usually committees, how many are there on your committee? How many?
On our gala committee, we've probably got, I think there's about 10 of us.
So how many different committees have you got?
Yeah, I'm on a few.
Yeah.
But on this particular one, we've got about 10 because there's different spaces for the gala.
Okay.
So I'm in charge of all the activities and games and rides and
what
things.
Sort of activities will you be doing? Just talk us through some. Get us all excited so that people will come out and support this wonderful event that's raising the space that's going to actually not only be for the school, but it's actually going to benefit our community as well.
Okay. So there's lots of games. Lob a chock, where you throw money and try and win a block of chocolate. There's a salon where you can get your nails or like a hair plaited, some cool hair products.
Great.
There's rides. There's the Lions Trust running their train. That's
so
often
not actually lions people. It's a train, darlings.
Yeah, no lions involved. The one that runs by Brooklyn Zoo will be coming to the school. They're a great community supporter. Running rides, there's bouncy castles, there's other little games and activities like a rugby pass one, Dunk the Senior, where you get to throw a ball and water falls onto the senior kids of the school, which is always quite fun.
No teachers then?
No That's teachers.
I would grab them and put them on there.
I know, no, we can't get them involved there. And
obstacle course as well.
Yeah, there's an obstacle course.
Oh,
which
that'd be
is
great.
Really
so what
good.
What does that entail?
So you're going to jump over things, weave through things, climb under, jump over a little wall, and each one is timed, and then you get put on the board, so it's tracked throughout the day, so you can try and beat your own time, stuff like that.
So how wide will that be? How many people will compete at the same time, or is it just one person?
Just one at a time, and they time you, and then they put you on the board.
Uh-huh. And is that inside or outside?
It's outside. It's sort of in the middle of the field at the back. Huge hit last time. Really good
fun.
For all ages and abilities. And then there's some other things like adopt a pet, which is, don't worry, not a real pet. It's all teddy bears and stuffed animals with a little name and history and birth date that the kids can adopt and then look after, which, again, another hit that we...
No, that is really a hit, because just to interject there, my son has had Scooby-Doo. We went first time we went to Disneyland, we're very blessed to go there, and he had Scooby-Doo, and he's had it throughout his school ages. He's turning 23, and he took it to Wellington, and then he's moved back home because they're going to Brisbane. And the thing is, though, he's now looking for Scooby because we think it might have got thrown out. It was all a little bit traumatised, and I said, new beginnings.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out at the Adopt a Pet forum.
But exactly. Yeah. So my point is, people, that some plushes, some soft toys, even my own, and yes, I know I'm only 21, but we won't go into that. I still have Snoopy, because Snoopy was one of my favourite characters.
Yeah. I've got mine.
And that little bird with the no hair on his head, whatever, Woodstock.
Yeah.
They become friends. And then this thing about adopting, they've got a little thing there for them to read. That's a whole nother level. What a great idea.
A lot of time and effort being put into that. So it's really cool. There's lots of food stalls and...
So who are some of the food stalls, just giving a shout out? Are they parents coming in bringing, or is it some of the people, you know, like India Today? Or
No, it's run by the parents at the school.
Yeah, so one family has taken on board, like, curries and rice and stuff. Oh, and their whole family, the mum's got a kid at the school, she's and a teacher there, and her parents are involved and their family are running the whole
school. So it's a real cool family.
It's a real whānau event with everybody coming together. Because I remember at Woodley School, that's what we did. When my son was there, I did jerk chicken, which went down really well. And the proceeds, it was great. You could make a little money. And better if it tastes good as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very lucky with who we've got involved.
Yeah, we've got Farmer's Market, which is amazing. People are making jams and
chutneys
and growing seeds and just putting amazing time and effort.
Here's the thing, sorry to cut you again, Alice, but I get excited with that because our farmer's markets are doing really well because people want to go back to the basics. And the basics are homemade.
Yeah.
Products. Yeah, that's why they do so well.
That's right. There's a bake sale as well.
That always goes
down a treat. Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much every family from the school brings in some baking, and they have a whole bake sale, which is again big hit.
Yeah.
It's funny how once the children are grown, you kind of like forget all of that still goes on, and it's something that I'm so pleased that we haven't lost because technology has taken over so much of our lives. I'm surprised, you know.
Yeah,
it's still going on, and it's not just online. And you look at a photo, so this is great. You're bringing the cultures together. You're bringing whānaus together. You're bringing friends in, and everybody is getting involved. Now, you with the food, is that another association, or is that they're a part of the gala committee team?
Yep, that's part of the team as well. There's another separate sub team doing those.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So things like sausage sizzle and burgers.
You know, you make it sound so easy, but I know, having been involved for many, many years with the extravaganza, all the moving parts, and then to make it successful, you do need us, and then you need the people to come. Doesn't matter if you don't have a child. Yeah. Come and support or go and support this amazing event. It's going to be on the 10th of March. 15th of March, oh dear Lord.
15th of March, St. Pius of Brooklyn's Road.
Did you see what I
meant?
In my head I heard, why did I hear that?
Yeah, no one said
back. Maybe you got it wrong the first time because I just covered what you said. I'm covering myself. So the 15th of March, people, because extravaganza is on the 7th. So this is the 15th of March and it's going to be an amazing day. Now, how much does it cost to get in? Is it a koha or?
No.
No. Free entry. Come and spend your money on what interests you, whether it's the farmer's market, you want to come get lunch, want to play some games, you want to get your nails done by a teenager.
And there's amazing raffles.
Raffles, yeah. So really good raffles and lucky bottle. Mm-hmm. Lots of games to.
And just to talk about the raffle, one of the ones that MK Spice will be entering, the plate is enough, you could actually feed the whole family, but on that plate will be heaps of different vouchers from as many places as I can get myself to.
You're amazing.
Within that time, as well as the beautiful spices and the oils. And I may put some of my jerk things on there that I make at home and I bless other people with, because it's something that people, as I said before, those things they absolutely love. Now, coming back to Alice, we're going to come back to that again soon. We won't have much time because it goes in here. It's like it just gets sucked out. So, Alice, now coming back to you and talking about being a mum of four boys, and I think the ages were like was it 18 months apart? Because you said 2, 10 and what?
Roughly 2 years apart each.
2 years apart. It makes my eyes water just thinking about the 2 years apart. I just get my head wrapped around that. And those of you that have done that, good on you. I wasn't one of those people. Anywho, so just on a typical morning before you leave the house to get to Worley, talk us through what you do.
Okay, so I have been getting up at just after 6 and going on the treadmill for half an hour. Then I have a shower and get ready, have my breakfast, get the kids' breakfast, and my husband does drop off, unless I'm running late. And he does the lunches the night before, so that's all organised. Make sure the kids all have their uniforms and shoes and that all ready. Swim bags if it's swim day, or today's a mufti day, so it was like take a thing in, donation. So organise all that and then try and tidy up if I have time. And then I
get out the door about 8 at the moment.
So that's the thing, and that's the key. Do any of your children watch television or anything like that before they go to school, or is it just up and go, 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 go?
So my kids all get up early, between 6 and 6.30, so they are allowed some iPad time once all their chores are done. So they all have chores and they've got to get themselves ready and do their teeth. And we find having that incentive of the iPad means they get all their jobs done and are eager, and then they get 20 minutes of iPad.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing, because that is, when you think about how fast 2 hours go, and I'm so happy that you've given yourself that balance there, where you mentioned about getting on the treadmill. Yeah. I mean, most people will just flick
so
that out.
I'm so tired door. By the end of the day. It's not happening. So that's my new thing.
So you're a morning person like myself?
No, but no. I'm trying to be.
But okay, I've got you. But it's better for you to do your workout in the morning than the evening. That's like, it's not going to happen. Where some people, like my husband, for instance, he both ends, he can go morning and night. I'm not. Kimberly, coming over to you. Yep. So you were saying, so you obviously have your gorgeous princess now. She's not in training anymore.
She's a natural princess now.
Yes, exactly. Gorgeous, gorgeous young lady. Beautiful, beautiful heart. So talk us through some of the things that you do to get ready to get your daughter out the house before you get yourself out, because then we haven't even come back to the pickup and how you have to organise that, especially if you're working. How do you get home, or you know, all of that.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a juggle. I'm up relatively early. My partner is a truck driver, so he is away a lot of the week, so preparation is key. So yeah, like Alice said, you know, having things done the night before, getting up early to have that little bit of time yourself is amazing. So I'm up relatively early to do similar. That's the exercise time. Well, the thought's there mostly to do the exercise time, but
intention,
the
yeah.
intention is there. But having it ready, so being ready. But we live in Waitara, so we need to leave relatively early to avoid the fabulous traffic that we have on the way in.
There you go.
Yes. So once again, similar. Get the jobs done, and then a little bit of screen time if we are on track. Quite often we are not on track.
Here's the funniest thing. You two, if I looked at you, I had you on set, you've got a beautiful face too. I'm talking to Alice as well as obviously Kimberly. You don't even look like you've got children. And I used to wonder what people meant when they said, you've got children. What? It's because you don't look stressed. You actually, whatever you're doing is working well for you, because you don't look stressed. There's a lot of people out there that look like that they're carrying the world on their shoulders, and it that make it look incredibly difficult. And the amount of what's going on in your lives is just phenomenal.
Well, it's not always the way, Marlena. Well, quite often it's in the inside, but the
balance.
Well,
they always say, if you want to get something done, ask a busy person.
Correct, yeah.
But you have to be careful with that, people, because you're going to burn out our busy people. Yeah. I actually use the word productive. I think you've got a production going. Yeah. In the morning, your husband there, yours is away, like mine used to be away most of the time. And so you have a production going, and you've got it down to a fine art, and all the rules move well together. So for this gala day that you're doing at Pius, yes?
St. Pius.
Yes, man, get the saint. Otherwise, Pius means a whole other word. do you feel that it's impacting in a negative way or a positive way? And if it's a positive way, how? Because you've already got a lot going on, and now this is something extra that you have to put your time to.
I tell you what, we have got a wonderful bunch of parents on this committee, and the beauty of it is it's so supportive. So if you can't do something, then you've got backup to help you. I see it as, it's another thing, but we meet regularly. It's a great time for us to reconnect together as a group, and meet new people. Who we wouldn't usually be hanging out with.
Yeah, anyway. So part of the reason I help is for the school and that, but also to meet new people and socialise. So we often catch up at someone's house and have a little afternoon tea type thing. You know, it's not just about the gala. There's the social side, which I'm really enjoying, and meeting other people in my little subcommittee that are helping me. And so they're coming around on Sunday to organise the stuff. They're bringing their kids. They'll all play. We will do probably have a cup of coffee and a chat, and then do our activities and jobs we need to do. So mine is to get to know more people and help the school, so it's a double. And I like, this kind of thing fills my cup, so it is good for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Like that, yep. That's all positive feedback. That was Alice that spoke last, and Kimberly was before her, just in case you cannot tell the distinct difference between their voices, which I can, but you may not be able to. Okay, so my wonderful producer, Olela Williams from Olela Williams Media, has just given me the hand sign, which means it's time to wrap it up. So any last words to people just about this balance that doesn't always get balanced, and just wrap it up?
My key point, I think, is for working, use the term working mums, but we do have two jobs effectively. Make time for yourself. If it's in the morning, if it's when the kids go to bed, make that time.
Yeah, and set your requirements. Be clear with your partner, because they think you'll just ask for time, but really you're not. You need to make sure you're on the same team. Give set instructions. We have a whiteboard up on the wall where who's doing pickup, who's doing drop-off, what activities we've got, and what's for dinner. Everything.
Well, you're highly organised. That's
all on
amazing.
The board now, which is really good. So if we change pickup and that, we know what's happening and what's for dinner and everything.
And obviously it's working for you.
Yep, Alice? It is. Yep. It's really good.
So I am going to say thank you, Alice. Thank you, Kimberly. And again, it's the 15th of March, people. Don't forget, the 15th of March, wonderful gala day at St. Pius. Please rock up and really support our community. It's going to be an amazing event. It's an annual event, and it's normally absolutely fantastic. So don't miss out and get on board and get down. So it's goodbye from me, Kakatiano, Marlena Curtis from MK Spice. They're other.
Nice.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.